And now Lorenzo Jones. Again last night, our Lorenzo slipped away on one of those strange errands that have so mystified his wife, Belle, and also little Buster, the rather unusual 11-year-old boy who is now living with the Joneses. Belle knows that Lorenzo is making these nocturnal trips as a mysterious sort of job, as he said, to earn money for the household. And although she's proud of him for that, well, perhaps Belle Jones is not the only wife who's had occasion to regard her husband with both love and despairing worry, all at the same time. People say, you know, that Lorenzo is basically like millions of other husbands. Anyhow, last night, Belle discovered some alarming hints as to the possible nature of the work Lorenzo is now doing. But at noon of the next day, we find Belle, who has been out sewing all morning, preparing lunch for Buster.
Well, I guess I'll just warm over the last of that stew for Buster. Be a good hot lunch. I know he loves stew.
Belle!
Oh, come on in, Buster. Your lunch is practically ready.
Good.
How'd school go today, dear?
Jiminy Cricket, that place is dead on its feet. I'd rather stay home where there's some excitement. Is our friend Lorenzo out of bed yet?
Now, Buster Jones, don't you talk about school that way. And would it interest you to know, young man, that there's far less excitement around this place when you're not here?
I don't know about that, Belle.
No, I didn't think you would.
Is Lorenzo out of bed yet? Did you find out anything about what he was up to last night?
No, Lorenzo is still sleeping peacefully, and I'm not going to wake him up.
Oh, gee whiz,
now,
Belle,
just a minute. Now, Buster, if anyone else I know happens to wake him, just accidentally, of course, I'll do a little awakening on my own account, and it won't be with a feather.
I get it, Belle.
I thought you might, young man.
Gosh, haven't you got any curiosity, Belle?
Oh, come on, finish your lunch, my dear child,
okay,
so you won't be late getting back to school.
Gee whiz.
I'll tell you what, I'll have a cup of tea here at the kitchen table with you, and then I've got to get busy with my sewing.
You know what?
What?
You're one humdinger of a cook, Belle.
Oh.
There was a guy on the playground at recess about twice as big as me, and he said his mother could cook circles around Belle Jones. And I stepped right up to him and gave him the old eagle eye, and I said, first you like, I'm going to bat your nose in, and then I'm going to tear
you
apart.
Thank you, but would you be quiet? I warned you, you'd better not wake Lorenzo. You understand?
Yeah, you mean can the soft soap.
Oh, call it what you like, but eat your lunch now. Go on, dear.
Okay.
You know, Buster, for a boy your age, you seem to have a pretty wide acquaintance with the various kinds of trouble it's possible to get into.
Who, me, Belle?
Yes, you. Also, there's quite a resemblance between certain traits of yours and certain traits of Lorenzo.
Righto. Lorenzo and me, we're twins.
Loosely speaking, yes. Buster, therefore, keeping in mind what we discovered behind the furnace last night...
Oh, that's done.
Mm-hmm. What would be your guess as to what Lorenzo's doing when he goes out these nights, huh?
In the water, you mean?
Mm-hmm.
Gee, those clothes behind the furnace sure were all wet. Lorenzo's been walking around in the water at night up to his neck, at least.
So you've remarked before, but why? What's your idea? Come on, tell me.
Well, that one ad we found, the one Lorenzo used to get such a cockeyed job, there's a word in there, squeamish.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that was the word.
It.
Yes. The want ad said that a scientist wanted a man who must not be squeamish and who could keep a secret. Well, what about it,
I mean, whatever Lorenzo's doing, it's squeamish. You can bet that.
Yes, that's what I'm afraid of.
And today at school, I asked what squeamish meant. And do you know what it is, Belle?
No, what?
Squeamish is something that when you're afraid to go near it, but you do anyhow, it does things to you, like bristling the hair on the back of your neck, and you break out in goose pimples.
Ooh.
Sounds kind of bad, doesn't it, girl?
Sure does. Oh, what on earth could Lorenzo Jones... Buster, I should have known better than to ask you with your imagination. Now, if you've finished your lunch, you start on back for school. Come on, get going, young man.
Are you sure you don't want to wake up Lorenzo and tell him he's got to account for himself? No, I guess not. So long.
Goodbye, Buster. Oh, dear. Squeamish. Ugh. Poor Lorenzo walking around in water in the dead of night, too. Oh, heaven. Oh, if that's Mrs. Byron on the phone, what'll I tell her? I've got hours of sewing to put in yet on that new dress.
Oh, hello. Lorenzo Jones speaking.
Well, Lorenzo, I didn't know you'd gotten up. Good morning, dear.
Oh, yes, Dr. Fulmer. I just got up. Good morning, sweetheart. Hold the line a minute. It's Dr. Fulmer, the scientist I'm working for on this night job.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Well, hurry and finish your telephone call, dear, because the minute you're through, there are a couple of things I'd like you to explain to me.
All right, just as you say, Bill. I'll be soon as iffy. Hello? What? Oh. No, you misunderstand. I was referring to wife Belle is my sweetheart. Yeah. Huh? What's that, Eve?
Eve?
Hmm?
Oh, so the scientist you're working for is a woman, is it, Lorenzo?
Oh, you didn't know I had a wife, huh?
Oh,
but, Eve, I was under the impression I told you I was married. Well, wait a minute. Belle!
You go right on with your conversation, dear. I have to go to the kitchen a minute.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Eve. My wife is leaving me. But, yeah, sure, come on over to the house. Yeah, I said she's leaving me.
The idea of giving such an impression. I am not leaving you.
But,
now your scientist will think I'm jealous.
Oh, my wife's changed her mind. Huh? I mean, no, what? Well, sure, I'll be right here at the house. Yeah, come on over.
Oh, no, of course not. No, under any circumstances, you're as welcome as the flowers of May.
All right, you hop right over in your car.
All right, fine.
Yeah, goodbye, Eve. Oh, Belle, we're going to have a visitor.
Yep. Oh.
Belle! You!
Belle!
Don't you know me, Lorenzo Jones, the idea.
Ah, there you are in the kitchen, huh?
Yes, here I am.
But, Belle, dear, guess who that was?
Oh.
Oh, I told you, sure. Mm. Gee, I'm hungry, Belle. How about a little breakfast, dear? Huh? What are you brooding about, my angel?
I was just wondering what Dr. Fulmer will think about us after that telephone call.
Just
wondering.
Oh.
Now, guess who's going to get his own breakfast?
Why, Belle.
Coffee pot's on the back of the stove, and I'm afraid it's stone cold.
Belle, you always get my breakfast. Now, what have I done?
What have you done? Oh, nothing.
Oh, that's good. For a minute, you had me scared, dear.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be a guilty conscience, could it?
But, huh? No, Belle, now how about getting your hard-working husband a spot of breakfast, huh? I'm downright hungry.
Oh, really?
Hmm.
I should think that the stimulation of your conversation with the, no doubt, very handsome scientist would make food unnecessary.
Oh, no. Made me hungrier, if anything. It's quite a joke, you know. Belle, huh? Now, what are you staring at me like that for, huh?
I'm just wondering how many married men in the world are as good at keeping secrets from their wives as you are.
Secrets? What secrets, huh?
Lorenzo, I was just being funny. I really don't care about the doctor. It's okay, as Buster would say.
Well, do you mean that secret between Eve and me? Well, that isn't a secret. Not at all anymore, honest. There's no need for secrecy anymore.
No need?
No.
Why, you philanderer, you. Lorenzo, are you really trying to make me jealous?
But, Belle, you oughtn't to call me a philanderer just because you happened to overhear part of a telephone conversation between myself and my employer.
Employer, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm very liberal-minded, but really, I'd at least be ashamed to mention that word employer.
Hmm?
Lorenzo Jones, you're just a gigolo, that's all.
Gigolo?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, isn't that one of those lounge lizard fellas with a wax mustache?
It is.
Belle, that's ridiculous. Now, you quit joshing me. So throw together a little breakfast, will you, dear?
Me, Lorenzo? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
why?
When you think so much of that lovely lady scientist you're working for, you're willing to go through fire and water for her in the middle of the night. Don't be silly.
Lady scientist? That scientist is no lady.
Lorenzo.
What?
Anyhow, let her throw together a little breakfast for you.
Now, wait. Let's get this straight. What was that about fire and water a minute ago?
Well, let's say just water then, shall we?
And you said let her do it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what do you... Ooh! At last I see where of all the trouble arises. Belle, this is very silly. My employer's name is Dr. Evelyn Fulmer. Eve is just a nickname, see?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, Lorenzo, you needn't make any excuses to me.
No excuse?
Well, I'm the understanding type. The modern woman.
What?
Why, she's as welcome here as the flowers in May. Will you excuse me? I really think I must finish my housework.
Well, Belle, I hardly think you'll have time to do much cooking before the doctor arrives, dear.
Sure, I put the large cake tin in the bottom of the kitchen cupboard here.
What?
Oh, where is that cake? Oh!
A mouse, I presume?
Oh, Lorenzo Jones, how dare you sit there and say in that calm voice, a mouse, I presume. Suppose it had been a mouse.
Well, wasn't it a mouse?
No, it disappeared before I got a good look at it, but it jumped too high for a mouse.
I wonder
if it's a frog.
Oh.
Good heavens. Two frogs, three. A whole lot of frogs. Well, the Lorenzo. You wouldn't put off fixing that roof.
But I...
Oh, but then what's a roof to you? You gallop around in the middle of the night and water up to your neck, at least, with a lady scientist.
Now, wait a moment, Belle. Oh. What are you talking about? Didn't I explain that?
Golly, that must be Eve. Oh. I got to answer the door. Oh, Belle,
go
why
ahead.
Don't you keep an eye on those... Frogs. I'm coming.
Lorenzo Jones, don't you dare take that tone of voice when you order me to keep my eye on frogs. Things I ever heard of in my born days. Keep an eye on those frogs, says he.
Yo-hoo! Belle, come here. I want you to meet my spare time employer.